patient name, Marjorie, Marjorie, last name Orellana, Orellana, date of birth 8/30/13, date of service 5/1/23. This is a 9-year-old, a little girl. Mom brings her in due to having her eyelids matted shut in the morning. This morning, also, there is much erythema with injection, more so in the right eye than the left. However, both eyelids were matted shut. There's discharge off color at the inner canthus, bilateral eyes. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 99/61. Pulse 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, oxygenation 99% on room air, current weight 88 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negatives, social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling, no association of secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, she's not in any distress, she's very pleasant. Obvious pink eye as I first glance at her. Eyes, pupils are equal around, react to light. There's no change in vision. Conjunctiva, bilateral eyes, much erythema. There is discharge at the inner canthus. No edema to the eyelids, period, to paragraph. Patient tells me she has been rubbing her eyes, period, to paragraph. Ears within normal limits, oral pharyngeal area clear, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipidinopathy. Heart positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur, lungs are clear from clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, remainder of exam, unremarkable, period, new paragraph, assessment, implant, acute bacterial conjunctivitis, patient will receive tobramycin ophthalmic 0.3%, one drop every 4 hours to each eye. For a few days or until clear, period, new paragraph, one bottle, period, new paragraph. I encourage good hand hygiene, period, new paragraph. Patient will monitor symptoms along with the mom, return to clinic or call me if not improving. Period, new paragraph, next patient. Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, the last name Orellana, O-R-E-L-L-A-N-A. The date of birth, 3/3/17, date of service, 5/1/23. This is a 6-year-old young man here with a fever today. He was sent here from school. Also, says he has a headache. He has had these symptoms for actually 2 days now. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, pulse 140, respiration 16, temperature 101.8, oxygenation 100% on room air, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling, period, new paragraph. Of special note, patient was positive for streptococcal sore throat on April 21st, 10 days ago. He was given an antibiotic, low dose. Patient is having those same symptoms again today. Labs today include a strep test and a flu test. They were both negative. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, although he does look tired. He does complain about irritation to his throat, also to the right ear. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal around, react to light. Ears, tympanic membrane on the right side visualized. Landmarks are not visible. Oral pharyngeal area, much erythema, mild strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipidinopathy. Heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph. The throat area does resemble streptococcal in nature, period, new paragraph. Patient will be given amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml PO, BID, times 10 days. Once again, lungs clear, heart, no tachycardia, no, there is no murmur. abdomen is soft, non-tender. Lymph nodes and the neck, anterior cervical lymph nodes are palpable but non-significant, period in the paragraph. Patient will receive the amoxicillin for a suspected streptococcal sore throat again. He's going to monitor symptoms, return to clinic, or call if not improving.